Welcome, my dear friends, to the second episode of the Bravely Balanced podcast with Chris. I am super excited that you're here. Even though this is the second episode, this is the first episode I am actually recording in English, and I'm really happy that you guys are tuning in and listening to me talking about feeling guilty doing nothing. Maybe one or the other person of you knows exactly what I'm talking about. Maybe some don't exactly know what I'm talking about. And I'm just going to explain what I mean with feeling guilty doing nothing. To be honest, I think I used to be a pro of feeling guilty of doing nothing. So maybe you can remember in your childhood when your parents told you to not watch TV, but instead do your homework or whatever. I used to do that all the time, that my parents told me I should not watch TV, and instead I watched TV. And then when I heard someone coming in, I quickly switched off the TV and pretended I was learning, really concentrated. The thing is that as a child, I kind of learned that doing nothing is a bad thing, and that doing nothing equals being lazy. I think one of the reasons is that both of my parents are very, very hardworking. Even nowadays, they're hardworking really a lot of hours during the day. They have a lot of work. And also their parents used to be very hard workers, where just working hard was something that was valued really a lot. And so I think that they have been passing that on to us, that's how I feel, that I have just learned from my family that working hard is very, very important, and if you're doing nothing, you're kind of being lazy. And that feeling, I carried that on with me into my adulthood. So and maybe some of you are self-employed, or even if you're not self-employed, I'm pretty sure that everyone once in a while feels that. Let's say you're sitting at home, I don't know, you're on Facebook or scrolling through Instagram or whatever, really just literally doing nothing. And then someone comes in and asks you, oh, what are you doing? And I'm working, taking care here of this and this thing, just replying to this email and whatever. I cannot tell you the times that when I worked from home, since I'm self-employed, I'm working a lot from home. And I got really great at hearing when my husband is entering the apartment. So I always know it takes him a couple of seconds from putting the key into the lock and actually getting into the living room where I am sitting. So I know exactly how much time I have to pretend that what I was doing was actually working and not just being sitting around and doing nothing. I really sometimes used to jump up from the sofa and quickly sit in front of the laptop, and already had my laptop prepared for it to look like I was actually working. I mean, which is ridiculous, you know, it is such a ridiculous mindset to think I have to feel guilty if I was resting or just doing nothing. And worst thing is that when I'm doing nothing, or when I, nowadays it's not like that anymore because I really worked hard in that mindset. But when I used to do nothing, I was really mad at myself for doing nothing. So I couldn't even really enjoy doing nothing because I was constantly worried that someone would realize I'm actually doing nothing. And I was being mad at myself because I thought, oh my God, I have so many things to do. I should be super productive right now. I have a huge to-do list. And I think as well that one of the reasons why I felt like that, felt guilty of doing nothing, is because, I mean, in general, I feel that it seems like something shameful if you're doing nothing. And I have so many people that I know that they're bragging about how busy they constantly are. They don't have time for anything. There's so many people in my environment, or just in general, where I feel that it is so important, this being constantly busy and never having time to do anything. And that then made me feel guilty because I am not constantly busy, to be honest. I have time for myself and I enjoy this time for myself. And then as well, what helped me a little bit, like changing my mindset, is that I realized that, for example, I often run workshops and classes, yoga classes, at night or at weekends when other people are off. So when other people are not working, that's very often the time that I am actually working. So of course, there are many times that when other people are working, I am doing nothing, or I can do nothing. And I also realized that it is okay if I don't work 10 hours every single day. I mean, honestly, I'm a grown-up, so I can take my own decisions. And if I enjoy watching Grace and Frankie on a Tuesday at 2 p.m. on the sofa eating nachos, then, well, that's what I decide to do, and I enjoy it. And, like, honestly, if someone has a problem with that, then, well, just screw yourself. I mean, we shouldn't be so constantly worried about, like, what other people are thinking about us, and then as well being so hard on ourselves, I think, in my opinion. But in general, I think that there are two main reasons why, at least I feel that in our society, that this feeling guilty of doing nothing, like, why that is the case. I think that one, we think that we don't work hard enough, like, because very often, you know, like, we feel exhausted and we feel like we need a day off and we need some time off. Like, even what we are feeling is that we haven't actually done a lot. Like, let's say that you're having, like, you've had a super busy day, like, you've done quite a bit, but nothing super important, you know, so nothing that would, like, move mountains or whatever, like, but just small things here and there, but still they're exhausting, and we're thinking, like, oh, we need some time off, we need a break, but we feel that, like, oh, but we didn't work hard enough to get a day off or to get some time off. And the other thing is that very often we're telling ourselves, okay, if I did this, this, and this, and this, then I earned and I deserve a break, then I deserve to do nothing. But so often we're setting this goal super, super high that it isn't even attainable. So of course, like, then in that case, we never, ever actually deserve this break that we think we have to do, like, we have to get so many things done until we are deserving that break. So I think that is one reason, just like that we don't work hard enough. And then the second reason is those limiting beliefs about working hard, what I already told you about myself, that we believe that we are not working hard. And, like, if we're not working hard, then we're lazy, we're being selfish, and we're being worthless. And I think this mindset is still that probably comes out of the industrial era, you know, where most of the people used to do a lot of routine work, and where hard and mindless workers were actually the most valuable assets. And this kind of mindset has been passed on through us, through generations, through our family, even though nowadays that type of work most of us aren't even doing anymore. So most of us are doing a completely different type of work where, like, we need to actually think a lot, and, like, where it's maybe more about, like, being, like, thinking than doing, and where we don't need to, where like, we have to put our minds in, and we're not creating as much with our hands, but which also means that it's just, like, a different type of work, and, like, maybe we can work more effectively, get more done, but then we don't have to work as long. And so it's just, like, a completely different type of work that we're doing nowadays. So it's not this, the most important is not this working hard and mindless anymore, but actually the complete opposite. So we have to try and change our limiting beliefs about working this hard. And I think there are a couple of cures against that disease, if you want. So how can we actually cure this feeling guilty doing nothing? And I think first, it is important that you admit to yourself that you are doing nothing whenever you're doing it. So try to really channel that, let's say, inner saboteur that we are carrying inside of us. You know, with saboteur, I mean this part of us that tells us, oh, like, you're not good enough, like, you're being lazy, you're worthless, you're selfish, no one takes whatever you're doing seriously. probably most of you guys know exactly what part of inside of ourselves I am talking about. And try to really feel that part and actually tell that part to fuck off, that you are right now doing nothing and that you are enjoying doing nothing right now. So that leads me to the second point. Whenever you're doing nothing, enjoy it. You don't need an excuse to do nothing. Like, you are your own person. Who cares what other things? You deserve this. And no matter if you just came from your holidays or if you actually had already anyways a very lazy day with not that much to do, if you right now feel like you need to do nothing, then that is you. And then you have the right to do that. You don't need an excuse. So I think that is the second important part, enjoying it. Third part that you should probably consider, I don't know if that's the case for you, but if you feel like you need a break, like you need a rest super often and all the time, then maybe you can you should consider to get some help. Maybe talk to your partner, talk to your friends and see if there is maybe a way that they can support you in some ways, taking some of the chores that you need to do the whole time off of you so that you have a little bit more time once in a while to actually relax, because maybe at the moment you're overworked and you really like that is really important for you to have like a time where you have a bit more time to yourself. So don't be ashamed to get help or to get support if you feel that at the moment you need it. There is really no shame in that. Then fourth point is we as well need to differentiate between doing nothing and procrastinating things. So are we right now, is it really the time right now that we need some time off and we just like we want to relax and wind down? Or are we procrastinating a lot of things because like we have this to-do list or this super important task, but we are actually kind of afraid, have anxiety to do it? If that's the case, I mean, consider to still take some time off to do nothing, because this doing nothing will most likely give you more energy and creativity to work on those chores or on those tasks that are still outstanding and that you're procrastinating at the moment. So then in that case, again, comes this like then even though when you're doing nothing, make sure that you're enjoying it. Then next point, which is the what, how many points that I have, 1, 2, 3, 4, fifth point, is actually plan ahead doing nothing. So plan some time in your week where you do nothing. And with doing nothing, I mean doing nothing, like no cleaning, no quickly calling someone, no taking care of something quickly. And then try to actually think about what does it mean for you to do nothing. Does it mean for you to lay on the sofa, watch Netflix? Does it mean reading a book? Does it mean going for a walk? Does it mean taking a nap? Like, what does doing nothing mean for you? Really try to think about that and to really be aware of that. And then once you know what doing nothing means for you, really schedule it in into your calendar. This might sound ridiculous to schedule doing nothing into your calendar, but I promise you it really helps. And once it is scheduled into your calendar, don't override it when, I don't know, someone says, oh, let's meet up. Or if someone says, oh, can you do this and this and this for me? Like, make this doing nothing a priority so that whenever it is in your calendar that you're actually doing and that you're taking that time. So yeah, those were the points to, for, in my opinion, what I think really helps to cure this feeling of feeling guilty when you're doing nothing. So admit that you're doing nothing. When you're doing it, enjoy it. You don't need an excuse. Third point, if you're feeling constantly that you need a break or that you need time off, maybe get some help, get some support of friends, family, or whatever. Differentiate between doing nothing and procrastinating. And last point, plan in the time where you're doing nothing into your calendar. And if none of that actually helps, then listen to, maybe you remember that song from Bruno Mars, The Lazy Song. I really like that song, and that really makes you enjoy doing nothing. So yeah, Those are my views of the feeling guilty of doing nothing. I really got to a point where I don't feel guilty of doing nothing anymore. Nowadays, when my husband gets into the apartment, I am just staying put at the sofa with the remote control in my hand. And when he's saying, oh, honey, what have you been up to? I'm saying, oh, I've watched Grace and Frankie all afternoon and it was awesome. So, yeah, that's a really, really nice feeling. I promise you guys, there is really no need of feeling guilty whenever you're doing nothing. Okay, so if you like this episode today, I would love actually as well to know what are your funniest stories where you pretended to work when you were actually doing nothing. Maybe you can write me your funniest stories on Instagram. Follow me on Instagram, chris.oak, so chris.oak. And let me know there about the funniest stories where you pretended to work and actually did nothing. And if you like this episode, I would love if you would share it with your friends, if you would write me a review on whichever platform you are listening to this podcast. And yeah, until then, I hope that we see each other soon again and that you're listening to the next episodes. See you soon. Bye.